Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's a high demand for greatness. I mean, Dante Whitner, Carlos, I mean, those guys, vets that have been here, been in the system, been playing for years and years, that's just what they demand. And that's the expectations on this defense. And it's no different from, you know, me playing at the University of Utah, where defense is the entire team. And that's the mentality here. You know, defense is going to win games. And so I feel like I'm in a great system, and I got great players around me.
Nate, how's the first couple days in pads been when you have to do those one-on-one pass rush drills against guys that have been in the league for a while, like Joe Thomas and those kind of guys?
I haven't had a chance to go up against Joe, but, I mean, in OTAs and things like that, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go up against someone who's been in a Pro Bowl, what, 8 years in a row? Yeah. I'm beyond blessed. And to go up against the best, to be able to work on my craft, and if I can get my way around Joe, you know, going up against the other guys in the league, probably do good.
Do you feel like you're holding your own in those battles?
Yeah. I think I'm doing well, but at the end of the day, there's always things to improve on technique-wise, pass rushing, even if it's run-stopping. There's so much on the table. You know, so every day, you just got to keep building and building.
Could you run through why your sacks went from 3.5 to 18.5?
Marriage. I always tell this all the time. I mean, it's a mentality. You got to go in with the right mentality. Going into my senior year, being married, having a kid, growing up so much just in that 1-2 years, I realized that football is going to help me provide for my family and to take that next level. I gotta go in with the right mindset. I went to the coaches, talking to them. They helped me get the right help and help my pass rush game. And, I mean, that's just why I did so well my senior year.
Can we expand more about your role in the defense, seeing you with your hand in the dirt, mm-hmm. standing up, dropping back in coverage?
Right.
What do you feel most?
I mean, as far as my role in this defense, I'm just doing whatever the coaches want me to do. Listening to Coach Fleur, Coach Jim O'Neill, whatever they demand of me. I mean, at the end of the day, I get my practice report. I got to fix my mistakes, and I just got to keep building on that day after day. I mean, at the end of the day, wherever they need me, if it's on sub packages or things like that, I got to just go in and make plays.
What are some of those mistakes that you need to work on?
Little things like footwork, hand placement is the biggest thing. Not getting reached on run blocks and things like that. I mean, those little things can make a huge difference. You know, that's running back, getting around the edge, things like that. So every day, you just got to keep looking at those notes and fixing those mistakes going into the next practice.
Is there anything different about chasing Johnny Manziel than there was about chasing any other mobile quarterback you faced in college?
I mean, that's a Heisman winner right there. I've never gone up against a Heisman quarterback, I guess, besides Marcus Mariota. I mean, that's Johnny Manziel. He's quick and elusive. And then you got Josh, who just sits back in the pocket and makes his reads and does a really good job.
How different is what you're asked to do now? I know Mike said he used you a lot just in pass coverage in the OTAs. Mm-hmm. How much is everything you're doing now compared to what you were doing last year?
Last year in college? Yeah. I mean, it's a huge difference. Playing sandbacker compared to 4-3 defensive end, strictly going up the field and stopping the run. Now I got to drop into coverage, one-on-one with tight ends, got to make my reads, communicate to the linebackers, defensive line, as far as fronts and things like that. It's just a whole other level of responsibility, but I love it. I mean, I wouldn't want to ask for a better situation.
What's it been like being in the same building with Paul Kruger now? I know he gave you some advice years back, but now seeing him every day, what types of things is he telling you?
Oh, it's fun. I know somebody's got my back if things get ugly, and I'm like, Paul, please help me, former Ute, you know? But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's good to be around Paul. It's good to be around a fellow Ute. And you guys know I'm close with Danny Shelton, and so to be here on the same team as those guys is fun. It makes it really fun.
Well, you see those numbers you had last year. I mean, I'm sure the average fan's thinking, when this guy's going to come in and put up double digits. What is a realistic goal for you this year in that sacks?
Enough to win a game is what I say. And I like to put my goals down personally on my own. You know, I don't like to disclose that information, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to get as many sacks as it takes to win a game.
What do you think of the camo jerseys?
I love it. I mean, yesterday, you know, it takes it. Whoever wins the competition at the end of practice gets the jerseys the following day. And so we won it yesterday. I think the offense got it today.
Did you know Danny well before you guys were drafted?
Yeah. We trained together before the combine.
Okay.
Out in California. And so Danny and Xavier Cooper, we got to know each other really well.
What's he bring to the defense? What will he bring to the defense, do you think?
Danny?
Yeah.
I mean, you got guys that take up two holes. I think Danny takes up a whole side of the offensive line. I mean, that's just a big guy right there. But, he's just going to be able to take up two blockers and allow the backers to come over and make big plays.
Has he brought his Polynesian culture to the locker room at all?
Oh, yeah. All right. He's passing out lava lavas.
Really?
He's doing a great job of bringing that culture here to the team, and guys are really embracing it.
Who's embracing it?
They're loving it. Just Craig Robinson. I mean, he was wearing his lava lava the other day, you know. And so he's going to start getting more in, and I think guys are going to love it.
What's Danny's personality like? You know, we see him out there, and he gets a guy to jump, and he kind of starts dancing.
Yeah.
What's he like?
He's a goofball at the end of the day. I mean, he knows how to how to do work and play. I mean, that guy, he's all over the place. But at the end of the day, you know you can depend on him, you know, whether it's on or off the field. He's someone I know I can rely on very much.
You talked about your family. I know Danny talked to us last week. He said the first thing he did was bought a house for his mom, mm-hmm. bought a bunch of appliances and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything special when you signed your contract?
I mean, I got college set for my little girl.
Yeah.
You know, I got a savings account for her. I got her graduate school ready, things like that. You know, I haven't done anything too extreme as far as spending, but, I mean, got to take baby steps.
Right.
Comment on how good you think the defense is going to become.
Mm. How good?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. We have a chance to do amazing things here from what I heard last year. You know, there were just little hiccups here and there, but from what we're going to build on and the mistakes we're going to fix, I think we have a chance to be great defense.
Kruger was the top pass rusher on the team last year,
right.
Both numerically and kind of passed the eyeball test that
mm-hmm.
way, too. What all does he bring to the art of pass rushing?
I mean, he's someone that I've studied in college as well. To be great, you have to do the little things, and that's what Paul does very well. And so whenever I get a chance, I'll study Paul, I'll talk to him about those things. And like I said, I'm fortunate to be on the same team as him.
You talked about Danny's sense of humor, using the word goofball.
Mm-hmm.
Kruger seems like he can be very serious and very intense.
Right.
And not ever a goofball.
Right.
So, but what's he like? Is he kind of, you know, he looks like the Terminator sometimes.
He's got his days. He's got his days, you know. But, I mean, Paul is someone. He's like his brother, Joe and Dave.
Yeah.
You know, they know when to work and when to play, which I love about him. So, can't be mad.